28th, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Packed show today. We will have Dr. Jane Ruby on. She has horrific truth bombs, serious revelations of fact that, of course, the fact checkers will dispute as they are in bed with the globalists that want to kill you. We will have legal director Ali Schultz. She's the legal director for America's Frontline Doctors. Huge lawsuit has been filed naming Fauci personally, and many more that is going to assist in stopping this hoax from injecting your kids. We will also talk to Clay Clark. So many accolations. This guy, I can't go through his resume right now, but Clay Clark will be here on the program, as well as Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. You remember him? He stood up in front of that Senate hearing live on national television in Georgia, said, hey, these things have been hacked. This thing is a total fraud. I'm going to show you how. He got on the congressional record. He will be here to tell us how Republicans are now trying to tamper with, taint, and corrupt the entire audit process, which could infect the entire United States of America through these battleground states. Also, Deanna Lorraine is going to be here to talk about HousingGate. This is a big deal. And there's no doubt that if you've been paying attention, you probably listened very attentively as President Donald J. Trump spoke in Ohio over the weekend. Now, the president acknowledged that COVID was used as a weapon to steal the 2020 presidential election. And the biggest takeaway of that speech for me was he addressed going back. That was interesting because I have been saying this for a very long time. If you've been following me, as a matter of fact, on Twitter, I have actually said, screenshot this tweet. President Trump said that people close to him have actually advised him to look forward and not look back. But the president insisted that we must look back, something that I wholeheartedly agree with. And that's because if we cannot identify the enemy, if we cannot address their weaponry, if we cannot acknowledge their tactics, if we cannot recognize exactly how a global cabal has forged a concerted effort from adversarial regimes across the world in literally every single country, we cannot realistically combat that agenda. If we cannot recognize what Dr. John McGreevy confirmed on this show, something we have known for quite some time now, the fact that Anthony Fauci is a sociopathic, intellectually inferior, narcissistic, evil representative of Satan himself, purposely engineering bioweapons to gain money, to gain power, to gain control, and to elevate his elitist position of rule. Because remember, he was not elected. He was installed, much like the Biden fake regime. If we cannot recognize these things, how can we ever really, truly position ourselves in an offensive stance? We must be brave. We must be willing to shout it from the rooftops of the highest buildings in your city or your community or your neighborhood, at every single school board meeting, in your church, in front of your congregations, the peaks of the highest mountains. Use the loudest bullhorns and continue to push the real cure for every illness on the face of the planet. And that cure is the red pill. The Great Awakening has spawned the cancel culture. It has spawned fake news who have now been exposed and morphed into fact checkers. They're desperate. By any means necessary, they will silence the truth, or at least attempt to. Which is why Daniel Funk, or Funky, or whatever his name is, at the USA Today reacted so quickly with an ineffective hip shot that completely missed me. You're off target, dude. Now, we have been dangerously right over the target, relentlessly exposing truth on this platform, and they are beginning to panic. Over the weekend, this program was trending on like six different social media platforms, including TikTok, of all places. The facts are clear, and we will not be afraid of them. One of those facts is that Dr. Jane Ruby, who has become a regular contributor on this program, we are so thankful for Dr. Jane Ruby and her bravery. She was the first medical expert in the world to find the connection, or at least to come forward with the connection between the jabbed, these magnetized humans, and magnetofection. The CDC blatantly lies on their website, by the way, a government agency that is advertised by the fake lying propaganda machine commonly referred to as the media, the enemy of the people. The entity that cares about your health and well-being. That couldn't be further from fact. The CDC plainly says on their website that the injection, the hoax will not cause magnetism. As if to suggest that I'm supposed to deny thousands of self-recorded videos on the internet clearly showing that the chemistry of one's human body is being altered by this hoax. And it's causing people to become magnetized. It's a hoax. These are not injections. These are not vaccinations. These are huge shots of hoax. The whole damn thing is a hoax. Daniel Funky is a hoax. The internet is a hoax. The media is a hoax. Fact checkers, the current administration, the so-called president, the visit to the border, critical race theory, systemic racism, white supremacy, people in lab coats, the CDC, the FDA, Love and Humanity, Black Lives Matter, the Chauvin trial, the 2020 election, the list goes on and on and on. They are all hoax. Now, we will remain unafraid. And I only ask one thing in return. Just one. I don't want your money. I don't want your donations. I asked for them early on. No longer will I ever do that. I do not want donations. People have asked me many, many times, Stu, how do we donate to the show? I don't want that. Support the sponsors. Buy from the sponsors, who, by the way, are sponsors that we hand-selected. I ignored a big, huge, major contract to be here and to remain independent. I am on an island all by myself with all of you. I will never get in bed with anybody. I have never signed a contract with anybody. You might see this program, or you might see me appear on multiple different networks. Those are appearances. There is no contract. The only contract that I have is to God and to the truth. The only thing that I ask in return is to please use this information for good. Use this information to arm your unsuspecting brothers and sisters around the globe and help me to deliver the cure. The cure is the red pill. The cure is the truth. The gospel is the cure. They want us all to hate each other. And we cannot let that become successful. Every single human being on the face of this planet, we must recognize as brothers and sisters in Christ, and that will absolutely defeat this enemy of tyrannical evil once and for all. When we all unite, they cannot defeat us. Imagine billions of people from all over the planet resisting this bioweapon. Who and how will anything or anyone ever combat that? They can't. They can't, and they hate it when I say that. They hate me. They hate me because of my faith. They hate me because I believe in the power of the nuclear family structure. And what they hate the most is that me is no longer me or I, but that we are us. Power is in numbers. This is not a United States issue. This doesn't only impact our brothers and sisters in Australia. This is not limited to Canada. This isn't just a Middle East or China problem, and this isn't isolated in Russia. Putin is not the enemy of the United States, as the media and these lying globalists would love for you to believe. They've been trying to set that guy up for over a decade now. The bad guy. And honestly, the Chinese president is being impacted in the same way that President Donald J. Trump was impacted. There is a deep state in the CCP, just as there is here. And when you are ready to recognize and admit that this is a global issue, things will become a lot more clear to you. The same players that are the enemy of you here in the United States are the enemy of the innocent Chinese being genocided. Today's show is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez is an American patriot. He's an America First family man and the founder of Cortez Wealth Management. He's an independent fiduciary, not controlled by Wall Street, not manipulated by the Biden regime, and not limited to certain products approved and pushed by the criminal and corrupt Fed. Your financial future, what you leave to your kids, the future that you are working so hard to create, is far too important to trust the guy or the gal at the big box financial advisor firm. Do business with somebody that truly cares about your future and the future of our constitutional republic. Visit CortezWM.com or contact Carlos Cortez in his office anytime, 813-448-3446. Do it right now. They're coming for your money. They are. They want to bring you to your knees and crush you by any means necessary. And I bring you sponsors on this program, Cortez Wealth Management, the premier title sponsor on this program. But every single person that I advertise for, I hand-selected because they can offer you something great. CortezWM.com, home of the America First Retirement Plan. Visit CortezWM.com right now. That's CortezWM.com. Well, as I alluded to just a moment ago, Dr. Jane Ruby is the first medical expert in the world to make the connection between the hoax and magnetism, revealing the truth about magnetofection. Nobody was discussing magnetofection until the Stu Peters Show broke Dr. Ruby's findings, and she continues to discover more and more as your role, Dr. Ruby, as a medical expert has almost transitioned to that of a medical investigator. Dr. Ruby, welcome back. We appreciate you being here. So there's an additional emerging adverse event that is not only grotesque, but incredibly dangerous, and the numbers are rapidly climbing.
Yes, Stu, I want to introduce everyone to a woman in Scotland. Her name is Sarah Buchman. She received the AstraZeneca shot on March 18th. She had some flu symptoms, you know, fever, a lot of what's reported initially after getting these jabs. But 7 days later, she started to experience some tingling in her legs. And within hours, this busted out into a painful rash and blood blisters, something I've really haven't seen. It's incredibly rare. They determined that it was something called Stevens-Johnson syndrome, right? After the blood blisters come out, the skin sheds. Her heart rate, by the way, was over 160 beats per minute. So I want to introduce this Stevens-Johnson syndrome because in looking a little further, the numbers are growing. This is not just a one-off. This is starting to be reported more and more. Stevens-Johnson syndrome is actually a very rare, normally, serious disorder of the skin and mucous membranes. And before you think it's just a plain old rash, you should know that it's a medical emergency. It requires hospitalization. The treatment focuses on trying to remove the cause, although I think that's futile in this particular case. They care for the wounds, and they try to control the pain with morphine and minimize any, you know, further like skin infections. It can take weeks to recover. So let me share a little bit more about this particular woman. Her husband rushed her into the emergency, the equivalent of the emergency in her town. They gave her morphine and steroids. She was in the hospital for well over 2 weeks. She had an EKG that was normal. She had blood work that was normal. And, you know, I've been ringing the bell lately to the issue of these people going in with myocarditis and heart attacks, if they survive long enough to get into the ER and get evaluated. These cases are baffling physicians in acute care settings because the tests are coming up normal. And the standard approaches to taking care of them are not working. So this particular woman had a normal EKG with the exception of the heart rate at 160 beats per minute. They reported now that she requires weeks of physical therapy. She is, and this is from her doctors and her own husband, she has been told she will be wheelchair bound. And this is the quote, for the foreseeable future. And then lastly, her doctors told her she's not eligible for the second shot. No kidding. But here's the real bombshell to the end of the story. She publicly went out and encouraged people to get the injections, saying that for the majority of people, it's safe and effective. Now we have everyday citizens who have blood blisters all over their body telling the general public that these injections are safe and effective. Mind-blowing, Stu.
If I order something at the restaurant and I get it and I'm less than satisfied with it and you're dining with me and I say, oh, this is disgusting. Do you want it? I mean, this is insane. And this is something that can impact your life. Her life has been significantly impacted by this. And yet here she is out here doing this. The fact checkers are now the victims. The victims are becoming the fact checkers. That just shows you how powerful this PSYOP is. Now, speaking of fact checkers, this program was fact checked by the lying and criminally complicit writer at some hack job publication called the USA Today. I think his name was Daniel Funky. Your medical insight surrounding this magnetofection is being targeted by the deep state propagandists. And now you have additional information that helps make the connection between these magnetized humans and what's inside of these injections that I call a hoax.
Yes, ever since countless people started contacting the Stu Peters Show about these magnetic phenomenon, magnets and metals kind of alternately sticking to people's bodies. I did some digging and I found this connected process called magnetofection, which is actually a gene transfection approach that's never been used in humans before, no matter what people say in social media. And so this, I started digging more and more, and we've been talking about it a little more on the show. Well, the story widens quite a bit. There are a bunch of Spanish researchers that actually got their hands on a number of vials across the different companies, Stu, and they found this this compound that seems to be like a thread running through these injections. Called graphene oxide. Now, it's graphene oxide is used in nanocomposite materials. It's a polymer kind of composite. It's part of this polymag, this polyethylene glycol approach. And what they did was these researchers actually got into a lab and they were able to analyze it, and they found the graphene oxide nanoparticles in these COVID vaccines that were are compatible or sort of have an affinity for neurons. They obviously, through the lipid nanoparticle, are able to freely get into the blood-brain barrier. This is just an addition. This is just widening the story. We now know that there is some kind of connection. We're still putting the pieces together between the connection of these types of chemicals that are rapidly being, you know, propelled into human research and human shots. I want to call your attention to a group called the Graphene Flagship, which is a European Union research initiative with over 150 European institutions in 20 European countries. And their goal, Stu, is to proliferate this kind of research with graph to really flood the world with graphene oxide research. Ultimately, what the Spanish researchers have concluded, and we have to dig a little bit further with them, is that this is what is related to the extra magnetic fields around the heads. Externally, they use all kinds of meters to look at the degree of magnetic power, and they can see different levels of magnetism around the heads of people who have, you know, gotten these injections from all of the companies. And I want to emphasize, because in social media, we get a lot of comments and questions around, well, is this vaccine or injection safer than that one? Is the Russian one better than the Chinese one? And I've tried to emphasize with people that all of these compounds ultimately get you to the same place, even though they may go by a little bit of a slightly different process. Anyway, back to magnetofection. It is a faster way. Remember in the beginning, I said it was a super delivery system.
Yeah, this is the way that they push the mRNA through your body more effectively. Absolutely. In a faster way. That's what this magnetofection is all about. Go ahead.
Absolutely. It's designed to speed up the time it takes to get gene transfection compared to the time it used to take with basic protein, you know, particles or a part of an attenuated virus that we know is a traditional virus. So I want to tell you something. There's a lot of money tied up in this compound graphene. That's why I wanted to mention the flagship initiative, because we have to keep our eyes on that, Stu.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we have also been talking about this alarming reality of pilots. You mentioned myocarditis. We've seen a lot of this blood clot stuff. One airline had 4 pilots die in 1 week. These pilots are being injected with this hoax. Well, at the same time, airlines are specifically warning Americans not to travel if they have been inoculated due to the danger of blood clots, yet hypocritically will outwardly brag about coercing their pilots with money or forcing them, mandating them in exchange for their careers into the hoax jab. Now, we've discussed dead airline pilots. Horrific, total tragedy. Fact checkers have said, no, that's not true. We encouraged that fact checker to go sit down with the families, the grieving families who have lost loved ones who happen to be pilots, and tell them that she's going to fact check them. Now, it's my speculation that we aren't too far from a time when planes are going to start falling from the sky as these pilots are suddenly meeting their maker at 36,000 feet. Now, do you have any developments on this dangerous travesty before we let you go here?
I do. And I'm glad you asked. First of all, I got another internally leaked document that was a communication from this John Slater. John Slater, we want to remember his name, okay? Because he is the Senior Vice President of In-Flight Services at United Airlines. He is the one who, you know, jubilantly announced this, quote, exciting new incentive for flight attendants who receive the vaccine, quote,
the
unquote.
Hoax, yeah.
The hoax. But let me tell you what, at the end of that communication, what they said, because this is going to make your shoes fly off. Okay, I'm quoting from the communication from John Slater's office to pilots and flight attendants. Once fully vaccinated flight attendants are expected to remain fully vaccinated, watch this, Stu, by completing any future booster or supplemental doses as may be recommended or required by the CDC or equivalent foreign health authority for the vaccine they receive. They are sealing their fate. They're forcing them automatically. This is a done deal, Stu. Not only are they going to get mandates if they don't take their little incentive, they're going to be forced into the future to take every booster that comes down the pike. And now our American pilots and flight attendants are subject to the whims of, quote, foreign health authorities.
Wow.
This is terrible. And I want to add one other thing, because a pilot wrote to me and said he desperately wrote to John Slade, and basically said to him, look, I have all the proof in the world. I've got medical tests. They're confirmed. They're validated that I had the natural disease. I have very high levels of antibodies to prove it. Why don't we have an immunity passport, not a vaccine passport? And John Slade wrote back to this person and basically said, there is no accommodation for those who already had the natural disease. Crew members must have had the vaccine and upload their information to be eligible to fly these trips starting with the August bid month. I know this isn't the answer you wanted to hear, but it's the policy and it's consistent with flight operations.
So how can they say that they're not mandating the vaccine? That is a total and blatant lie. That is a mandate right there. You will either take this or you will be fired. You will not be able to fly these flights. That,
right.
I mean,
yeah, and Stu, people are writing and saying, well, why don't these pilots just stand up? Look, guys, they are standing up as best they can inside. This is how they feed their families. I think we should be, you know, slamming these all of the American carriers and demanding that they not mandate this, that we will boycott them, we will put a moratorium on flying. I think most people are going to naturally put a moratorium on our American carriers, because who wants to fly under these conditions, much less, you know, the pilot situation that they're in. So we've got to help them.
Man, absolutely unbelievable. Dr. Jane Ruby, we thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to hearing more as you're finding it. Your role has become more of an investigator now, but we appreciate that diligence, and we have been reviewing and vetting information that is coming in at alarming rates, and we will get that all to you. The Stu Peters Show continues. Make sure that you remember Dr. Jane Ruby's private encrypted email address, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. Again, that's drjaneruby@protonmail.com. If you want to blow the whistle or if you have information that you'd like for us to look into, she would be more than happy to do that, and she answers all of them. Clay Clark, coming up next on The Stu Peters Show. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu Peters. Happy Monday. We're just out here telling the truth. I'm just a guy, the people's bullhorn. That's what I call myself, because you are the platform, really. You do a lot of the investigating. You provide me with all kinds of information. We just spew it from up here. We are unafraid, 100%. A guy that has made waves in that same way is Clay Clark. He's the father of five kids, the former U.S. SBA Entrepreneur of the Year for the state of Oklahoma, the founder of several multimillion dollar companies, the host of the very important Thrive Time Show podcast, which has been number one overall on the iTunes business podcast charts 6 times. Clay, congratulations and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. We're honored to have you.
Thank you for lowering your standards to new lows and allowing me to be here with you. And I want to give a shout out to one of your longtime listeners, Christy McCrary from Texas, as she loves your show. just wanted me to give you a big shout out. So there you go. They love you in Texas.
Right. Well, we appreciate that. And we love Texas. As a matter of fact, I was just there, Clay, for the Celebrity Softball Classic. But the most important part of that, I believe, was the Veteran Softball Classic. You wouldn't believe these guys. Mr. Stevens was the catcher. He sticks out in my mind. I've had dreams about this guy. Completely absent from the trunk down. Because of his service to our country. And he was playing the position of catcher, which is quite possibly could be the most demanding. I mean, you're involved with every single pitch. This guy got around and exhibited more effort than I think anybody on the field. And it's just tremendous to watch how our veterans work. We have been talking a lot about the hoax, the so-called bioweapon, these so-called vaccines, falsely being referred to as vaccines. You have had a lot of takes on this also. I want to know, what do you think is the overall game plan here of the globalists with this this hoax?
Let's do this. We'll work through this and kind of from left to right. I want everyone to just take notes and assume I'm crazy. So everything I'm going to tell you moving forward, it's all documented. It's all cited at time2freeamerica.com. Again, that's time2freeamerica.com. It's very important everyone looks that up, okay? time2freeamerica.com. So first off, the models that said that 2.2 million people, 2.3 million people would die, those are false. So the models that said 2.2 million people would die from COVID-19, again, those models were false. And you say, well, what? Again, the models made by Neil Ferguson that said that 2.2 million Americans would die, those are false. Those were funded by Bill Gates. Let's just put that in our mind. The entire fear, false evidence appearing real, comes from false models. Second is the PCR tests, aka the COVID-19 tests. Those are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of COVID-19 positive cases. So again, the models are false. The PCR tests are false. You say, well, who made the PCR test? Kerry Mullis, M-U-L-L-I-S. You say, Kerry Mullis? Yeah, Kerry Mullis has said, you can find it on BitChute. You can find it BitChute.com, BitChute.com. You can find Kerry Mullis and on Rumble.com saying that Dr. Fauci is a pathological nefarious liar. So again, the models are false. The PCR tests are false. And three, COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. Again, quick repeat. Models are false. PCR tests are false. Treatments that are real are being blocked for false reasons. So you said, what's the agenda? The shot, the injection, the bioweapon, okay? They call it a vaccine, just so we're having the same conversation. What is being called a vaccine, everyone needs to look this up. It's called SM-102.
Yes.
And you say, well, what's SM-102? Yes. SM-102, a core ingredient of the shot. SM-102 also contains a technology called luciferase. Luciferase. Now, this answers your question. If we read the book of Ephesians, and I know that reading the book of Ephesians is sometimes, we haven't done it in a while as a culture. If we read Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians 1, verses 16 through 18, okay? Ephesians chapter 1, 16 through 18, it says, this is written by Paul from prison. He says, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. A guy who's been beaten 39 times on 5 separate occasions is in prison saying, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. Okay, now think about this. Paul from prison is saying, wisdom, revelation, knowledge. Now you open your Bible to Revelations chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. John from the island of Patmos writes this, and this is going to blow people's mind because it answers your question. Here it goes, and it's someone's gonna, their head's going to explode. They're going to have to look it up. He says, Revelations chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save that he have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's the wisdom. That's that word again. Let him that hath the understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So, everybody look this up. Type in W02020060606, and you will find the patent number or the filing number.
Say that number
Microsoft,
again.
Microsoft.
Say that number again.
W02020060606. So Microsoft filed a publication number, just so we're clear, like a vanity license plate. You choose the number. They chose the publication number. It's, you can find it on Google right now and DuckDuckGo. It's W02020060606. Now, that number, 060606, is for a cryptocurrency system using body activity, which makes the Revelations chapter 13, verse 16 through 18 possible, meaning that no man could buy or sell unless they have the mark. And the mark is 060606. So to answer your question, what is the motive? The SM-102 technology in the shot is called luciferase. Lucifer, root word, ace, luciferase. It allows you to see whether someone has received the shot or not. And Microsoft has filed a patent number, W02020060606. And you might say, what? So Bill Gates, if you go to duckduckgo.com, I am a Christian. And you might say, well, Clay, who's your spiritual advisor? I would tell you Bill Scheer, the pastor of Guts Church, is as close to a spiritual advisor as I have. Look him up. But now you look up, go to DuckDuckGo and type in, here we go, Marina Abramovich, and a lot of people haven't typed this in, but Marina Abramovich Spirit Cooking. So go to DuckDuckGo, type in Marina Abramovich Spirit Cooking. Someone says, how do you spell it? It's Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A, Marina like water, Abramovich, A-B-R-A-M-O-V-I-C. And click on images, type in Marina Abramovich Spirit Cooking. And there you will see that Marina Abramovich, who is Bill Gates' spiritual advisor, starts off meetings. She invites Satan into the hearts of her students. And her students include Lady Gaga. She's really into cannibalism. So again, the person advising Bill Gates is a satanic Satan worshiper. That's what she does. And Bill Gates chose to team up with Jeffrey Epstein to do a project together. And you say, what was the project? The world's most prolific pedophile teamed up with Bill Gates to work on a project. And you say, what's that project? Just type in Jeffrey Epstein creates own race of people into Google. So Jeffrey Epstein was trying to create his own race of people. Some might call it the Lucifer race. He wanted to seed the human race with his DNA. So models are false. PCR tests are false. Treatments are real. What's the motive? It's to get you and I to take the shot, aka the mark, with the patent number W02020060606. The technology was cooked up by a spirit cooker who prays to Satan, and the world's most prolific pedophile teaming up with Bill Gates, who right now stands at the threshold of the gates of hell. So this is my little checklist. If you're thinking about getting a shot or injection, you want to ask yourself, is this injection in any way, shape, or form connected to Jeffrey Epstein? If so, just say no. Is the shot created by someone who prays to Satan or is advised by someone who does? That would be Marina Abramovich, Bill Gates. Is the patent number in any way, shape, or form connected to 060606? And is the word Lucifer anywhere present inside the ingredients? And if so, I wouldn't take that shot. That is their motive.
Clay Clark is a member of the Forbes Business Coach Council, an Amazon best-selling author, obviously the host of the Thrive Time Show podcast. He joins us now. Let's move on to the media. Okay, so I believe everything that you just said to be true, 100%. And I think that you have demonstrated an astronomical amount of credibility throughout your amazing career in your short life. When you look at people like CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, major broadcast networks, cable news networks professing to be conservative, we see that they are not touching this content. They refuse. They refuse. Even those that say that they are for us. Now, we've established that all of these people are owned by the same six corporations. We know that they are propagandists. Other than money, I mean, wouldn't there be somebody inside of these networks that would be compelled to say, oh my gosh, this is absolutely insane. This is the plan of Satan. This is evil. This is criminal.
Well, let's talk about this for a second. And I don't want to overestimate the interest of your listeners into non-provable anecdotal examples, because I always try to cite everything I'm saying. But I just spoke to a reporter on Sunday who's big time, who I believe everyone will know. Big time meaning they're in one of the top 20 markets and they're on TV all the time. And this is an example of what you're talking about. In Matthew chapter 24 from the Bible, again, I'm just going to give you a lot of Bible verses on today's show.
Hey,
but it talks about in Matthew chapter 24, there's a checklist of all these things that are supposed to happen before God comes back. The disciples, the apostles, they said, Jesus, how do we know when you're coming back? And he says, well, this is, he makes a Jesus list off a checklist in Matthew chapter 24. He says there'll be pestilences and there's going to be rumors of war and there's going to be earthquakes in diverse places and there's going to be famines. And then the love of many will wax cold because of there are going to be iniquity, a.k.a. moral relativity. Well, in chapter 24, Matthew verse 11, it talks about the false prophets. Now, what's a prophet? A prophet is a teacher, like a false. It doesn't have to be a pastor. It's a teacher, okay? So I talked to this lady who's in a big-time news network, and I said, hey, why are we talking? What's the motive here? She says, I just want you to know that everybody up here either reads a – we just read teleprompters. Like, we don't know the weather report. You know, we don't – like, the weather person in our station doesn't actually do research. They just read the weather.
Right. Yeah.
The anchor who does the nightly news, you know, tonight on Channel 6, there's a murder over here. Tonight on Channel 2, gun crisis at the border. It's not on Channel 8. We don't know. She said, we don't know the stories. Like, we don't vet. She said, so you, Clay, have intrigued me with your Thrive Time Show podcast because she watched the Health and Freedom Conference. General Flynn and I are doing this thing called the Reawaken America Tour.
Yes, yes.
General fantastic. Flynn and Sidney Powell and all these guys were all teaming up to do this. And she happened to see it. And she said, you are sharing the truth. And she said, so I went and met with my producer and pointed out the models are false. The PCR tests are false. The treatments are real. And I'd like to talk about it on the network because it's true that ivermectin does work. And budesonide does work. It should, if nothing else, as a public service announcement, I want our listeners to know that ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and budesonide are effective treatments.
That's right. Yeah.
And she said her producer looked at her with a cold look, said, if you do that, I'll fire you. And she just got fired. Just got fired. Just got fired. So I said, well, you hop on the show and do a show with me. And she said, I'm going to have to meet you, shake your hand in Anaheim, and I'm going to need to have a better comfort level with you because there are certain things that if I were to say it on your show might end up in me being dead. This is just an example. I talked to another local reporter who told me, this is in February of 2021. February of 2020. So this is when the pandemic was just getting exciting for people. Just, the media hysteria was kind of starting to reach a peak. He reached out to me and said, hey, I want you to know I did my research. I've been talking about this since January of 2020. He said, I looked it up and I know that the PCR tests are false. They're supposed to be calibrated to 17 cycles. And I know they're set at 40. I know that. And I'm going to talk about it. But my producer right here in Tulsa said that if I talk about it, I'll get fired. This other woman I just talked to said she's worried about her life. Her life is being threatened if she were to come out and say what I just told you.
Okay, so why?
It's because there is a war. In Ephesians chapter 1, we discussed that, and this is big. And again, the presence of Satan is what taught me that Jesus exists. If that makes any sense to your listeners, when I started discovering the truth, I'm going, why would somebody make a patent number W02020060606? I mean, imagine this. Imagine, Stu, that I came into your office today and we're talking off air. We're just buddies. And I go, Stu, I'm working on this patent. And you go, what's the patent? And I said, well, I'm working on it with Jeffrey Epstein. You might say, if you had a soul, Clay, you probably shouldn't team up with the world's most prolific pedophile.
I'd probably just ask you to leave.
Let's just pretend this conversation continued. You said, Clay, I'm going to record this conversation for accountability because you're freaking me out. What are you doing with Epstein? And I said, oh, we're working on creating our own race of people. And we're working on a filing number, W02020060606. But before, Stu, I want you to come and meet the team because we got Jeffrey Epstein, the world's most prolific pedophile. And I have a woman who will invite Satan into the room before we start our meetings by the name of Marina Abramovich. If that was the case, you would say you're a sick freak. May God have mercy on your soul. So what's happening is in Ephesians chapter 1, it talks about how we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? We're not wrestling with flesh and blood. We're going against principalities. That's what we're dealing with, wickedness in high places. What we're doing right now is a culture, Ephesians chapter 6, we are struggling against not flesh and blood, but against these powers of the darkness. I mean, we're talking about Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 is coming to life. We're seeing it. And what's happening is Matthew chapter 24. I believe we're living through it right now. And so I am not worried in the way that many people are worried. I'm more going, God's real. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you start seeing people do this stuff, you recognize these people are sold out, demonic, Satan worshiping, Luciferian. These guys are sick. And if you open your Bible to Revelations chapter 13, verse 2, this will really blow your mind. This is, whoa, verse 2. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, it says, Revelation, it says that the beast will get its power from the dragon. And the beast, a.k.a. these Bill Gates nanotechnology, these Bill Gates RNA modifying Luciferian nanotechnology shots. Who's Bill Gates? Who's driving this agenda behind? What country? China. What's China's logo? Oh, the dragon. It turns out we are living through the fulfillment of prophecy. And I'm telling you what, Jesus is king. And I really do believe that Trump will become the trumpet. I say the trumpet, meaning the alarm, waking people up. Because I grew up at a church, I went to many good churches, but I had some churches I went to where they taught that the Bible was a series of positive moral. It was almost like a Tony Robbins seminar. That's how church was at certain churches I went to, where it was like you could place the pastor with Tony Robbins and you wouldn't know the difference.
Yes.
And then you just quote various aspects of, you know, you quote the positive parts from Proverbs. You say, well, Proverbs 10:4 says, God blesses the hands of the diligent. And then the whole sermon is a self-help talk. It's skinny jeans, fog machines. And now all these mega churches have become about skinny jeans, fog machines, and quarantines. And it's because it says in the Bible, it turns out it is so real. Oh, it's real. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Folks, which all evil. What? How much? What percentage of evil? All evil. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after they have erred from the faith. Let me just give an example, Stu. These Reopen America events that we're doing. We did the event in Tulsa. 7.1 million people streamed it. 50,000 people requested tickets at thrivetimeshow.com to get out to this. We had, it's crazy, 50,000 people requested tickets, 7.1 million people streamed, 4,500 people were in there. I think we snuck in, Stu, probably 5,000. I mean, it was standing only apart. It was packed. It was, the energy's there. And then this is what's funny is people would reach out to me because we can't allow you to buy tickets online, because if you buy tickets online, you saw Trump tried to do the rally in Tulsa.
Yes.
And all those Antifa idiots were fake requesting tickets and trying to make the event poorly attended. So we have a team that calls every single person and talks to you. And then we duck go you and Google you, and you have to bring your ID. We're vetting you. We got, you know, we got the police, the law enforcement. It's quite a thing to get these events put on. And we have a ticket pricing structure that goes like this. It's $250 for a general admission. It's $500 for a VIP ticket, or you can pay whatever you can afford, whatever you can afford. And people go, what? You mean that somebody can come to a three-day conference and see General Flynn and Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and Jim Caviezel and everybody for $7? I go, well, yeah, or $4.
If that's all you can afford.
Right. And what's happening is that people from all over the country are saying, well, what's your motive, Clay? What's your motive? I said, well, my motive is I want to share. I'm going to kill the spirit of fear. I'm going to kill the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear does not come from God, ladies and gentlemen. That's from Timothy from the Bible. It's so important we know the spirit of fear, ladies and gentlemen, please understand this. The spirit of fear does not come from God. God has given us this power of he's given us a sound mind. Okay. But the spirit of fear, what happens is the amygdala gets active. And whenever the amygdala gets active, overactive, overstimulated with fear, false evidence appearing real, people can't think. But it says in Timothy, 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So step one, I want to kill the spirit of fear. General Flynn and I are wanting to kill the spirit of fear. Two, we want to share the truth that the Great Reset is a real thing. If you read Klaus Schwab's book, it's called The Great Reset. The head of the World Economic Forum, the homeboy that looks like a character from Star Wars. Have you ever seen what this guy wears? This guy literally looks like a character from Star Wars. He's like Dr. Evil from Star Wars. This guy wrote a book called The Great Reset. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can download it. It's called Event 201. or the Rockefeller plan. I've had possession of these documents for over a decade. The Great Reset is a real thing, and that involves medical fraud and election fraud. And three, we want to give people a call to action, which is you got to get back involved and you've got to get back to God. So why are we doing this? Kill the spirit of fear. Models are false. PCR tests are false. Treatments are real. Two, we've got to share the truth. The Great Reset, election fraud, medical fraud, that is real. And third, we got to give people a call to action, which is get back involved and get back to God. And your show, my friend, is the anecdote for the false prophets described in the book of Matthew chapter 24. The false prophets, these are people that are lying to you all day, every day. And I talked to them, Stu, on the phone. And I told this guy, I said, listen, you, Mr. Local Reporter guy, who's telling me that you know that the PCR tests are false, you are literally part of the problem. And he says, well, I could lose my job. I said, that's why it says in the Bible, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And people say, well, Clay, you don't understand what it's like. Oh, you think I don't? I own many companies. I consult with 160 brands that do over $4 billion a year of business. Anybody wants to read about it, you go to ThriveTimeShow.com. You go to ThriveTimeShow.com. You see my 160 clients. You see them. That's all documented. And I had a client that walked right in, Stu. This is in January. He said, Clay, you have to respect the virus. I said, what? He said, you got to respect the virus. I said, brother, listen to me. I realize you watch the false prophets, a.k.a. the mainstream media. This is in January. But the models are false. What you're seeing out of China, the models are false. PCR tests are false. Treatments are real. But he says, where'd you find your information? This is January. I said, on the NIH website, it's there. The research from Dr. Dave Martin shows you that Moderna was actually making a vaccine for COVID-19 before COVID-19 existed. Think about the timeline. They're creating a vaccine for a virus that doesn't exist yet. You can see where they filed the patent for it. So this client says, well, if you don't start respecting the virus, and if you won't agree, because I know it's coming here, if you won't do quarantines and lockdowns, if you won't follow the safety protocols, I'm not going to be your client anymore.
Bye.
And I said, okay. So, and again, I just want people to understand what this means. I get a small percentage of revenue. I charge a flat fee, okay? We grow companies. We grow them dramatically. I said, okay. So, so we're clear, you're not a client anymore. Is that cool? Well, then one of my consultants like the client. And the consultant says to me, hey, I don't think you're respecting our client. I think we do need to all, you know, socially distance. This is in February now, March. We need to stay home. I said, I'm not locking down my business. They said, no, we need to stay home. We need to stand 6 feet apart. We need to do these things. So then I had to fire a consultant. So let's be clear. I lost the client, the consultant. Then the videographer decides to chime in. The videographer's going, hey, I feel like we need to stay home and be socially distanced, and we probably need to respect the virus. I go, well, okay, I got a certain momentum going here. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
And then these are people that have been in my life, Stu, for half a decade. And so
I think
says
as
in
part
the Bible,
of the Great Awakening and the division that we're seeing that the globalists want to perpetuate through the mainstream media, because they want us all to hate each other. But I think that there's going to be a natural division as well, which is also biblical, that as part of this awakening, that those that are closest together will actually fall apart. Man, Clay, I could talk to you for hours. You know how this radio thing goes. You know how this TV thing goes. Will you make a promise to me and to these listeners, to these truth seekers, that you will come back again?
Absolutely. And if they go to ThriveTimeShow.com, they can request their tickets. And I promise I'll hug every single person that buys a ticket to the General Flynn Reawaken America Tour. Get your tickets at ThriveTimeShow.com.
ThriveTimeShow.com. And get over there right now. Clay Clark, what an honor to have you. And I'm looking forward to joining you on your program, which is coming up tomorrow. Joe von Pulitzer says that there are some globalists that have infiltrated this audit happening in Michigan. He's up next. Stick around. Wow. I don't say this very often, but wow. What a great interview. And moreover, what a great conversation that was with Clay Clark. Now, I have read him. I have watched him. The Thrive Time Show, great program. By the way, if you don't watch the Thrive Time Show, make sure that you make time out of your day to bookmark that thing. Get over there and watch that. What he and General Flynn are doing right now, absolutely fantastic. Make sure that you get your tickets. Want to remind you about our great friends over at Step On Socks. A pair of socks really can empower you. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it can. A three-pack for just $17.76. Get to steponsocks.com right now, a red pair, a white pair, a blue pair, red, white, and blue, $17.76. I knew that you would love that number. The legacy version is available. All the snakes that Clay and I just talked about, Fauci, Gates, plus more, the Obama crime family, the Clinton crime family, Pelosi, she set up the whole insurrection. Big fake nonsense to entrap and imprison political prisoners. It's insane. But the new ones, Trader Joe, available. Step On Fake News, available now. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Support our program by supporting our sponsors and get something great in return. I'm not asking you to get over here and donate and get nothing in return. You're already getting this great content. I promise not to stop delivering it, but you got to promise to support our sponsors. They pay us. Everybody's happy. We stay on the air and you get something great in return. Go over to steponsocks.com right now. A three pack for just $17.76. If you have not visited them, if you have not seen these things that I'm talking about, you're going to love them. They make great gift ideas. I know for fathers, day, a lot of happy dads. I'm getting selfies all the time. People in their Step On Socks. People love these things. Steponsocks.com right now, an official sponsor of the Stu Peters Show. Go to Step On Socks. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. I remember this day so distinctly. It was a day that I was already gone from the studio. I had to rush back in. I think I was even wearing a ball cap and a t-shirt. I was outside in the yard playing with my kids, and all of a sudden this guy, he gets on live television, and this bombshell hack into the voting machines in Georgia, shown on live television during a hearing in that state. The man that proved the machines could be easily compromised has been at the center of election integrity as we approach this Arizona revelation, Georgia getting on board, battleground states in the middle of the biggest fight for truth I think that this country has ever seen. Well, I received a message from Jovan Pulitzer warning that these efforts are being compromised, and that we know. But now Pulitzer is sounding the alarm on Michigan as he's joining us here today. So thank you, first of all, for being here. The audits are chugging along. I have predicted false flags before the real results are revealed, and this process of corruption is really ramping up. Today, what do you know?
Well, of course, Arizona set the gold standard, regardless of what mainstream vidiots are saying. It is the gold standard. It's totally transparent. It is the most historic vote audit ever in the history, not only of the United States of America, but the world. Never has this many ballots been recounted and inspected in this way. But, you know, these guys are actually putting out spin that would lead you to believe it's being done substandard. The key is don't believe mainstream media. They're the partners to the side trying to perpetrate this. But so far, about 23 states have come through Arizona, watched everything we did, looked at it, and have gone back to their states and making representations that, hey, we should probably consider this. Now, I'll take that with a little bit of grain of salt. I would say half of them are doing show pony, My Little Pony expressions there. And they don't intend. They just got some press and they want to look good, but they don't intend to do it. And half of them are probably really serious. What's more important now is we're going to end up having to fight Republicans for this right. And that's kind of what upsets me.
Okay, so Republicans are hijacking this process. Can you speak specifically to the text that I received from you regarding Michigan first, and then we're going to go into who are these people?
Absolutely. I saw an announcement in the Gateway Pundit that a freshman congressman had put out an announcement that he had drafted a bill for a forensic audit in Michigan. Sounds nice. Sounds beautiful. Now, the problem is America now knows what a forensic audit is. A forensic audit is not only looking at the machines and hard drives, it is looking at every single physical ballot and then having it run this gauntlet of my technology, which you've seen in Arizona. So we understand exactly what we're looking at. And why did certain things occur? Because remember, this is about election integrity. This is about equal protection under the law. And this is about your civil rights. Because if you walked in to vote and something happened to your vote that you didn't authorize, well, that's a hijacking of your civil rights. So it's no more make every vote count, because I think we now know make every vote count means make every illegal vote count, make every counterfeit vote count, make all that other stuff. It now means, did your vote count exactly the way you cast it? So I want to bring you two examples together of what happened. I'm going to read something to you real quick. I've got on my screen. Now, the Republicans in Michigan have put out a report. Now, I've learned in doing this, there are different types of Republicans. There are Republicans, there are conservatives, there are Republicans in name only. I learned in Arizona, there's not really a propensity of Republicans per se, but there's a tremendous amount of McCainites, which is something completely different than being even a Rhino or a Republican. And so Michigan put out this report. It was the report on the November 2020 election in Michigan by the committee members. Here are the committee members. You have Senator Edward McBroom. He swept it under the rug. He's the chair. You have Senator Lana Feast, the majority vice chair. You have Senator Jeff Irwin, minority vice chair, and he's no alligator wrestler at all. He's a whip and push this to a side. And then there's Senator John, I think you say his name, Bizon, right? But he didn't get down to business. What they did is they perpetrated a lie. And so I'm going to parlay this between how the senators did it and what this congressman's doing, because it takes both of them. But the senators put out the following. And you talked about seeing me in Georgia. All I did in Georgia was my team was on the ground at the various polling stations. We were conducting scans to understand what was going on and see this. Now, one of my people on the ground, which is one of the most incredibly technical, well-respected security experts in the world, much less Georgia, actually discovered that, hey, this Cobb County Public Library where everybody's voting is compromised. Now, I'm standing in the courthouse when I'm doing my presentation to the Georgia Senate. So I decided, I told the attorneys, look, we can see the poll pads. And when you can see one poll pad, you can see other poll pads. And I think we need to get on the congressional record. Because remember, we had the floor. It was televised. Here it is. I wanted it in the congressional record. And so I basically went up, you saw me go up, and all I said was, hey, we are in the system. We can see the poll pads. Now, that's a very, very specific statement.
And a bold one. Jovan, I thought at that moment, I was like, oh my goodness, they have to stop this. This is it. This is the nuclear bomb on this deceit, on this corruption, on this theft. I was convinced. I was breaking. I mean, it was probably one of the most largely viewed exclusive breaking, whatever you want to call them, segments that we have done here since the isn't it? Yeah. I mean, like third. It's huge. I mean, this
it went
is
viral
huge news.
around the globe.
Of course it did. And then it was like, well, no, this guy's crazy. This guy's nuts. That's how the mainstream media framed all of this.
Well, the next day. I always butcher his name, so correct me if I'm wrong, but the Secretary of State, Rats Ass Booger.
I think that's right, yes.
Rats Ass Booger? I think it's Rats Ass Booger. So Mr. Rats Ass Booger actually put out a report the next day of a failed treasure hunter, failed tech guy, because I exposed a second vulnerability. Now, what happened is the senators in Michigan that I just named did the same thing. Let me read to you what they put in their report about me.
Yeah.
They said the chair contacted various officials from Georgia to understand the testimony and events in question there, particularly the testimony of Jovan Pulitzer, which purported to have on-the-spot access to, words matter, manipulating voting files and vote counts. But it has been demonstrated to be untrue and a complete fabrication. He did not at any time have access to the data or the votes, let alone the ability to manipulate the counts directly or by the introduction of malicious software and the tabulators, nor could he spot fraudulent ballots from non-fraudulent ones. Now, here's what they did. They took a bunch of crap I didn't say, combined with what my technology does, and jammed it into one sentence. But the key in it is the opening sentence. They contacted officials in Georgia. So let me get this right. They contacted the very people that would be in deep doo-doo water legal for having something go wrong. That's who they contacted. To me, that would be like going back to the late 60s. Charlie Manson gets caught for what he and his family does. They do arrest them, but Charlie Manson gets to decide the jury and how it's going to be handled. That's totally freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just so asking O.J. Simpson if he committed the crime. I mean, that's right. What you're doing.
Michigan did a phony. All I did was I said, we're in the poll pads. Now, here's the smoke and mirrors they use. Number one, and I'm going to do a special on this so I can show everybody. But number one, they make out the poll pads like it's some little disconnected calculator that you would have used to bought at your old Radio Shack. It doesn't do anything. The poll pad is the latest version of an iPad, thus the pad name. It's just an iPad. It connects to the internet. It's a full freaking computer. That's number one. Number two, when we saw the poll pad, meaning there was no firewall protection and we could see it and you could actually get to it, you have to understand how that works. If we're outside a building and you have your firewalls protected and you can see one of the devices that's able to go in the building, you can see it, you hop onto that device. Once that device goes in the building and closes that proximity, then you can see the rest of the devices you couldn't see. It's like going into a 10-story building, 100 suites on each floor, but there's only one entry at the bottom. If you can get in that entry, now you can see 100 suites per 10 floors. That's how it works. What they don't tell you is, and I'm going to release video, in their own training from Georgia, Fulton County, the exact people in charge of the election, actually, with an ACLU attorney online, state, everybody, make sure to secure your poll pads, make sure they're turned off, because we don't want Igor and Ivan or any of the Russians hacking them. Now, why would they say that unless they were vulnerable to hacks?
Right.
Also, what they don't talk about is in Georgia, they deployed 6,900 of these poll pads. Every one of those poll pads connect to every other poll pad. So now it's a map of the state and all 255 precincts and every single voter. That's what's called a mesh network. It's like when you go online and you look up a drone swarm and you see these little bitty $200 drones that you can fly at home, but somebody's bought 1,000 of them, tied them all together, and now it can pick up a fully loaded semi truck and fly it down the highway. That's the power of mass computing when they're linked together. And they were flat out lying that those things, and you can't get, or connected to the internet, and you can't get into them. It's about the opening doorway. But see, they rolled it into all of the stuff that said, I could change the vote, urban legend. That I dropped in a virus, urban legend. That I could see fraudulent ballots there. They're trying to do everything they can do to try to discredit what we're doing. Now, Arizona bit the bullet. The Wild West came to the front again for America and paved the way for the new frontier. What's the new frontier? Getting rid of old audit systems, which are a rig, and doing it from top to bottom. And that's when I saw this announcement out of Michigan by this rep, and I hit the roof.
So name these Republicans one more time, because in case the audience missed it, you talk pretty fast because you've got a wealth of information going on up there. You know, I look at all those books behind you. I'm convinced that you've read every one of them 10, 15, 20 times.
Well, here's what's interesting. It's not only these books I read, but you see this shelf over here? That's 10 feet? That's every book I've written that fills just that one shelf. But I'm a failed treasure hunter. What the fuck do I know? Anyway, so let's go to these senators.
Is he allowed? Okay, we got it. All right.
What the do I know?
Yeah, there
anyway,
you go.
Okay, sorry. Senator Lana Theis, T-H-E-I-S. Senator Ed McBroom. State Senator John Bizon, M.D., and State Senator Jeff Irwin. Those are the four people that put out and authorized this report. And so they didn't call me. Why wouldn't they call me to ask me, what exactly did you see? What exactly did you find? I have copies of all of it. Did Ratzasberger call me and say, what did you see? What did you find? Let me see it. No, because they already know. They already know these things are compromised, and that's just a very small compromise of the whole compromise system. So Michigan, Arizona set the way for you, but this new initiative, and let's do a forensic audit fractionally, it could undermine every single state in our union and screw it up for everybody.
Very important that Michiganites, is that right? Are they Michiganites? They're Michiganians?
Michiganians.
I am really sorry. And I don't mean to be offensive, you know.
I don't know.
I don't care about your feelings. I care about facts. And so does Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. You wouldn't be You wouldn't be letting yourself down if you went to the internet and you researched this guy and you found out why he was up for presidential medals, awards, all kinds of different things, how many different patents he has been a part of, how many different companies have used his patents, but yet they just throw this guy around like he's some crazy tinfoil hat. That's what they're doing to all of us that are right over the target. Jovan Hunt Pulitzer, we appreciate you being here. The Stu Peters Show continues momentarily. Is going to remain with us on the other side of the break. You know how this TV radio thing goes. We have to stop down for sponsors, but great sponsors they are. KeysToLife.shop being one of them. Keys, the number two, life.shop. You've heard of IGF-1, maybe not, but I'm sure that you've heard of HGH, the human growth hormone. This was the multi-million dollar company that was shut down and gagged by the federal government. That should tell you, first clue, it works. Why does it work? What is this? You've heard of HGH, the human growth hormone, right? This promotes weight loss. It promotes muscle gain, lean muscle gain. Well, this IGF-1 is the concentrated formula that was in all of these. It surrounded all these lawsuits with professional athletes, all that good stuff. KeysToLife.shop hosts this IGF-1 stuff. It promotes a great immune system, a strong immune system. It promotes weight loss. Okay, a lot of other things. This is not just making men again, which it is, and it's doing a fantastic job of that. They're trying to demasculinize us. They're trying to feminize us and water us down. They're purging the military. They're telling your boys that they need to be girls, all this kind of nonsense. No, making men again with this special formula from IGF-1 from KeysToLife.shop. You got to get over there because in just the next couple of days, what are we at here? June 28th? At the end of June, no longer will you be able to BOGO. No more buy one, get one. See, right now, if you put the cheapest, most inexpensive product on AutoShip, they will give you the most expensive product absolutely free. You can't beat that. So you got to get over there to KeysToLife.shop right now. It'll tell you all the benefits of IGF-1. It's not just for males. It is also for females. Females need a positive immune system. They need a strong immune system that's working to fight off all of these hoaxes that they're man engineering and then releasing on us. You're promoting weight loss. Hey, I don't know a girl that's not interested in promoting weight loss and promoting lean muscle gain. Same thing with males. Get over to KeysToLife.shop right now. Keys, the number two, life.shop. Again, put the most inexpensive product on AutoShip. Get the most expensive product absolutely free at KeysToLife.shop. Making men again. Jovan Pulitzer coming back right now. Get to KeysToLife.shop. Again, that's KeysToLife.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you get over to KeysToLife.shop. We are back with the foul-mouthed Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. We are talking about tampering with these audits. And this is really actually a very serious thing. During the break, we were asking him if he would hold for just a few minutes, come back with us and talk to us about exactly why this is going to be of detriment to the entire nation, why this is going to be a problem, and what precedent this is setting really for the rest of the country. Why is this such a problem? Give us the technicalities of this in lay terms, if you are capable.
Well, first, lay terms is I'll apologize for that. I've never had a producer of a show send me an electronic bar of soap with instructions to wash my mouth out, but I did, and I apologize. Anyway, let me tell you what's going on. America knows what a full forensic audit is. We don't have to redefine that. They know it's counting the physical ballots, not the ones on the machines, looking at the machines, looking at software, looking at the hardware, and looking very detailed at all the specs of the ballots, just like they've been trained to watch over 200 episodes of the Forensic Files. Everybody knows you do it microscopically. You look at it tough. What I told this rep was, hey, you used full forensic audit or forensic audit in your release. And then what you're saying is you want to go up to 10% of the precincts and do 20% of their ballots. You can never find the fraud infractions. Imagine this. What if you had 100 marbles, 10 across, 10 down? All of these marbles are the same color except one. Now you have to take a knife and you can only slice off rows of marbles. Well, whether you're slicing horizontally or vertically or even diagonally, you would actually get well over 100 swipes at that before you ever hit that one bad marble. It's the same thing for a ballot. Then you have to understand how the laws work. When we heard Attorney Barr come out and say, specifically about Michigan, who did the most forensic audit ever, what'd they do? 5,567,000 ballots, and they looked at 18,000 in 1,300 precincts when they have 5,000. So they looked at 3.8 sheets of paper in any one place. You can't find it there. It's a rig. But Attorney Barr said, look, we've looked at all the information, we've looked at the data, we're not going to assign a special prosecutor simply because we believe that there's just no evidence there or anything there that's going to change the outcome of the election.
Jovan, you're talking about Attorney General Bill Barr, correct?
That's right.
He was absolutely in on this, wasn't he?
Well, it's when you say that, he's using law to escape it. See, what they expect, if you had a state that had $100,000 vote difference, right? And you, the people, found 90,000 votes and you went to them and you say, look, we found 90,000 bad ones and the threshold's 100,000. You would think they would logically say, oh, let's look at them all and find it. We've got to expose this. Well, what they do is they use a law on the books, a hook and a crook that's been available forever, like the rig audits. It's not only the rigged system. They say, well, you haven't shown us enough to actually make a difference in the outcome, so you can't look at the rest. You would think they would open it up to look. They don't want to know. And so if you don't meet that threshold independently on your own, they are not required to let you look at it. And I was not going to let a Michigan freshman rep buy into the old fractional stuff where we cannot find enough to make a material difference. And then they'll say, look, we gave them 50 times. We gave them 100 chances to prove it, and they still couldn't prove it. You're not going to get a second helping at the table. And they're going to say, judge, they're just trying to burden us with this. Please dismiss the suit. And the judge will, because that's the law.
So you can rig an election, that we've proven. You can rig quarantines. You can rig a hoax injection. You can rig anything, really. Why wouldn't they rig the audit? So how do we stop this? What is the key to stopping this audit tampering?
Number one, you must, as people, get involved. It doesn't mean you put on a mask and Molotov cocktails and go riding in the street and looting, trying to make a profit. It means you start contacting your representatives and your senators. Here you go. Your House is the one that has the right. You need to bombard your reps in the House and say, we want a full forensic audit that includes kinematic artifact detection. That's what we did in Arizona. We want a full one. And if you don't do it, we're going to vote you out. Then you get the House to agree to it. They submit it to the Senate, and then the Senate has to agree. Now, the Senate plays games, just like in Arizona. They begrudgingly did it. Then they said, okay, we'll do it. We'll do a fractional. I said, if you do a fractional, I'm out. I'm not going to be involved because you can't find it. The people hammered the Arizona Senate, 20,000 communications within a few hours, got the senators to pay attention because that's their public, and the Senate finally approved the whole thing from top to bottom. One thing that senators and reps, maybe questionable ones that are out there that love more than money, is they need to be loved by their voters. Therefore, if you shine the light on them, you'll expose it. Remember, it's how a floodlight works. Lighting is measured by a candle power, one candle power. But when you take a million candle powers and put them together, you've got a spotlight. Consider yourself a candle. We need all of you to bind together, stop screaming, and understand the definition of a full forensic audit. That means every ballot cast, the physical ballot, not the one that's changed in the machine, because you want to know when it left your hand, what happened to it. You don't want to know what the machine says it is and what the data says it is. You want to know exactly from the time it left my hand. That's why you start there. To when it hit that machine, I want to know what that difference is.
Yeah.
You must demand it.
So demanding here in the state of Minnesota led one voter, who I now refer to as a victim, to Senator Jim Carlson. Okay. She was imploring, begging, asking for what her right is, a full forensic audit here in the state of Minnesota. We know that Hennepin County, they want to control the votes. They had ballot harvesting here for Ilhan Omar. They set up the whole George Floyd thing here. There were riots. There was looting. There was all of this stuff was going on. This was all part of a concerted effort to steal an election away from President Donald Trump. We know that. The response that she got was, I know where you live. I know where your family lives. I know a lot of your private data. I know all about you. Are you really saying? And he was threatening her. These senators and these so-called elected representatives, I believe, especially from the Democrat side, have gotten so comfortable in knowing that we don't really need the love of the public. We don't really need this light that you're speaking of, Jovan. We don't need these people. I don't really care what they think anymore because I'm just going to be here. I'm going to remain in power no matter what, which is why it is so important that this thing gets fixed and fixed immediately.
I'll tell you what I need. I need that senator's information, and let me work on him with the public and let's see what happens.
Yeah, and we did, and we exposed him. We got it all over the place, and he has apparently since apologized to several people who called him and so on and so forth. But I'm going to get that over to you. This segment is a little bit shorter than the last one. You know how this TV and radio thing works. We got to pay the bills over here. Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer, thank you so much for being here. Coming up on the program, we have more from America's Frontline Doctors as Dr. Simone Gold found out after I did that the legal department over there, Ali Schultz, filed a lawsuit to stop Anthony Fauci, to stop DHHS, to get involved in these ridiculous mandates that are going to force your college kid to be inoculated, and then kids as young as 6 years old without your knowledge or consent. If you're a parent, you're going to want to hear all of this as the Stu Peters Show continues. Go nowhere. People oftentimes ask me, what is the best way to support your platform? Can I donate? Nope, not accepting donations over here. Support our great sponsors. And then the biggest thing, like I said at the beginning of the show, is to use this platform to red pill people. You can do that by going to stupeters.shop. The only product that is available right there. I'm not going to ram a bunch of products down your throat, at least not yet. But the exclusive product, 100% made in the USA. It is a t-shirt that simply says StuPeters.tv. Now, it is red and white and will perfectly match all of the rest of your MAGA gear. So if you have the MAGA hat, perfect. It'll go along with it great. Plus, the red, white, and blue Old Glory properly displayed on the right sleeve, stars leading into battle, done appropriately. Now, people are going to say to you, what is a StuPeters.tv? What is that? Oh, you didn't know. See, now this is the opportunity for you to break out that red pill. The platform of truth exists at StuPeters.tv. Wear it proudly. You told me that you pay a little bit more for these products. If I had them made in the United States of America, they are a little bit more expensive, but I came through on my promise. They are 100% America made. Red, white, and blue. Beautiful shirt. StuPeters.tv available over at StuPeters.shop. Again, that's StuPeters.shop. Please support the program. Go to StuPeters.shop. The attempt to stop Fauci has become official, and we're about to tell you how. Ali Schultz joins us. She is the legal director for America's Frontline Doctors. Now, America's Frontline Doctors is working on a multitude of lawsuits, providing the public with independent information and providing cures. A new lawsuit has officially been filed as of Friday. I learned at first it was really difficult for me to keep this thing under my hat until we had you here to make it official. Ali Schultz, thank you so much for being here. So, you have filed a lawsuit, America's Frontline Doctors has filed a lawsuit against Fauci and against DHHS, against the authorization of the vaccine in the 12 to 15-year-old children age group who have a 0% chance of dying from COVID. Tell us about this lawsuit. What specifically is it going to address, and how is it going to stop this evil globalist empowerment from inoculating our children?
Stu, thank you so much for having me on. So, yes, we did file... We did file a TRO and a complaint against DHHS and Fauci personally, Janet Woodcock and Janet Woodcock personally, who is the acting commissioner of the FDA. That is against the 12 to 15 year old emergency use authorization, because it's just unfathomable that the FDA would approve a medical treatment for children that have statistically 0% chance of dying from the disease, right? And then we have another lawsuit that we just filed that I'm very excited to tell you about, and then so many more coming. But related to the kids, you know, a society is judged based on how they treat their most vulnerable. Right?
That's right.
And so that's why Dr. Gold felt it was so important to make sure that first and foremost, the children are protected. And I'm sure you already know this, Stu, and I'm sure your viewers know this, because if they watch you, they're probably pretty educated, because you do a great job at that.
Well, thank you.
In order to get an emergency use authorization, there are four requirements, okay? First, there is a public emergency declaration. Then there can be no alternative available approved cures, which kind of makes sense why they wanted to suppress all the cures, right?
That's right.
The vaccine cannot be worse than the disease itself. So It's like a risk benefit analysis for the subset of the population that's receiving the vaccine. And then informed consent is required along with the right to refuse. And informed consent, it's also required for the unknowns. So we might know that there's a risk, but it's also, in addition to that, the vaccine administrator needs to communicate the unknown risks to the vaccine recipient, right?
Well, it sounds like they have been violating all four of these steps to get to an emergency use authorization.
Absolutely. That is our contention in our lawsuit against the 12 to 15 year olds emergency use authorization. So when it comes specifically to the children subset population who has statistically 0% chance of dying, like the risk reward ratio just does not make sense. So it does not make sense to authorize this for children. And the people who are deciding if this can be authorized for children are also receiving monetary compensation from the pharmaceutical companies. So it's such a conflict of interest. And we really laid that out pretty thick in our lawsuit. It's actually so incredible. It should be a medical journal someday, in my opinion. But we found this other new subset of population that Dr. Gold really wants to protect. And that is the subset of people that have had COVID in the past and they're getting the vaccine now. That situation really needs to be addressed. And that's what we're doing in this lawsuit. So people that have had COVID in the past, you know, they have immunity and it might be dormant at times because that's how the immune system works, but it is there. It's hiding in the bone marrow. It's hiding in the plasma and it's ready to be activated if it's needed to fight off COVID, right? So people that have had COVID in the past, and if they are going to get the COVID-19 vaccines, they actually have 2 to 3 times more adverse events than those who did not have COVID in the past. So because of that, Dr. Gold is asking the court to order pre-screening for everyone, because some people have had COVID and they know it, and some people have had COVID and they don't know it. And those people are at a much greater risk to adverse events if they get the vaccine.
Now, we just talked to Dr. Jane Ruby right before we had you on. She laid out a horrific circumstance in which there is an airline pilot who has had the natural disease. He's trying to fight the hoax and doesn't want to get jabbed with the hoax for obvious reasons. And so he went to his airline, to his executives, and said, I know that there's this push for this hoax here. However, I have immunity, and so I would like an exemption to this. I know this is not the answer that you're going to want to hear, said the executive. However, nobody is going to be entitled an exemption, thereby putting this pilot at an even greater risk. So I'm going to hook you up with this person because this person obviously would be a great plaintiff for a position that you are taking now at America's Frontline Doctors, which is so obviously commonsensical that if you have had something, you have a natural immunity to it, which is greater than any vaccine ever, even the approved ones, for anything in our history. Am I right? I mean, I know that you're legal. Absolutely. And I know that I'm just a pontificator here, but I think that sounds about right.
Absolutely. If you think about it. So I worked in healthcare for a really, really long time in my life. And any time that I would need credentials to get into the OR or whatever, they would say, you know, either show proof of your measles vaccine, your 2 measles, your 2 MMRs, or submit your lab titer report. It's not both, right? Same with the chickenpox vaccine, same with hepatitis B. Any college dorm that requires proof of vaccination to live there, they are all asking for current titers for hep B, varicella, and MMR, right? And so now, how are we all of a sudden just a complete departure from any pre-screening protocol that has gotten us this far in medicine today?
Well, I mean, I think we know the answer to that.
Blanket, just vaccinate everyone, no matter their family history, no matter, you know, their race, no matter their medical condition, or no matter their immunity status. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And Clay Clark is on hold. He's going to be coming up next, but we're going to ask him what his thoughts are on this. And I think we know why they want to vaccinate everybody. And I have to be careful about using that word, because this is not a vaccine. So it's kind of reprogramming that I have to do on my own. This is a hoax is what it is. Another hoax is happening on our university campuses. And there are so many people, concerned parents, reaching out to the Stu Peters Show, reaching out to Dr. Jane Ruby, and I'm sure reaching out to anybody that they can try to get a hold of. So many people are thinking today that there is a mandate for their kids to be subjected to this hoax in order to return to their in-person learning environments on campus. You are saying they don't actually have a mandate. Explain.
So there are definitely some universities that have put out a mandate. So Austin Higley is one of our plaintiffs. He definitely wants you to reach out to him someday, Stu, so that he can have a conversation with you about his experience. But a lot of people are kind of falling for the wordsmithing trap, right? So it's amazing, just so amazing how one word, either if it's put in a different order or used in a different context, can relay a completely different result for someone, right? And so, for example, recommended or strongly urged or will be mandated, those are not mandates right now. So don't fall for the trap, right? There are definitely situations right now where students and employees are being mandated, or they will lose their job or not be able to attend in-person classes, and that is one situation. But most of the time when we're trying to help people, the case, we're hearing that the cases are not ripe, if you will, because the mandate actually hasn't come into effect yet, because they know they cannot mandate an experimental vaccine. And that's what this is right now.
Yeah. And the biggest thing here that we want to remind people too is if you have had the natural illness, you are 2 to 3 times more likely to have an adverse event. You are at a great risk. This is a hyperimmune response to this hoax, to this injection being falsely referred to as a vaccine. So America's Frontline Doctors has officially filed a suit that's breaking here. How can people get on board? Are you guys wanting potential plaintiffs to reach out to you? I know that there are several different study groups or certain classes of people, whether it be people like this airline pilot or people who have experienced adverse events, or are you guys currently seeking people reaching out to you and continuing to contact you?
So we have many areas in the legal department. We have, there's those people that really need to be connected with an attorney in their state. And we have an alliance of attorneys throughout the country that we can pair those people with. And we have an intake form on our website for that. We also have a form on our website for people that don't necessarily need to speak with an attorney right now, but they're happy to be part of a broader litigation. And so, yes, we would love for anyone of you to help out in the fight here, because as much as this is about a vaccine, this truly is about the fight for freedom. And, Dr. Gold always says, like, we're in a medical emergency right now, but we are in a complete constitutional crisis. And preserving the fundamental rights in choice, and getting to choose if you're going to take an experimental medical therapy that's probably going to be accelerated in their approval process, that isn't truly, the legal definition of a vaccine. Protecting that choice and the fundamental rights that are inalienable from God, that we have this constitution that is supposed to protect us from tyrannical government and tyrannical government elevated organizations that are trying to mandate this on us. That is the bigger issue, is protecting those fundamental freedoms. And in addition to that, free speech associated with it, because the doctor-patient relationship is really, it's gone out the window. I decide I don't want to get this experimental gene therapy vaccine, if you will. And my doctor decides it's not in my best interest because, either A, I'm pregnant and they didn't study pregnant people in any of the studies, or B, I'm COVID recovered and they didn't study COVID recovered people, or C, I'm a child and they didn't actually study any children in the vaccine trials, right? Until now. And so if I decide and my doctor decide that it's not right for me to get this vaccine, my doctor isn't allowed to talk about that on Facebook. And if my doctor writes me an exemption letter, then they're probably going to get, you know, reprimanded from their medical board, right? Yeah. And so we really want to preserve that doctor-patient relationship, free speech, and the fundamental rights to choose if you want to inject yourself with an experimental gene therapy.
Which, by the way, is dangerous. But vaccinating without pre-screening, no matter what it is, poses immediate life-threatening risks. A few bullet points that I don't want to forget about. First of all, America's Frontline Doctors is working under the radar, doing so much quietly behind the scenes to make a huge impact here. So first of all, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, Allie, and from millions of people that view and or listen to this program, you are doing the work of God, and we really appreciate it. I hear all the time, America's Frontline Doctors is a hero. You guys are heroes, and I want to make sure that you know that. So a few bullets here. America's Frontline Doctors is asking the court now to order pre-screening to treat COVID vaccines like any other medical treatment and follow the same protocols that have been used for years. In addition to the need for pre-screening, let's remember that in America, as Allie Schultz so greatly articulated, we have freedom. There is freedom to choose, and that is ultimately what America's Frontline Doctors is fighting for. This is America. You did address Operation Warp Speed in writing to me. You said that it was incredible, quote, was able to get Big Pharma to work in fast-track capacity. However, it's been weaponized by the globalists, end quote. Now, I want to make a remark here. Anything that we develop, whether it's gain-of-function research, whether it is blockchain technology, no matter what it is, we develop it with good intent because that's what Americans do. But it can be weaponized against you, and that is what globalists do. This is being weaponized against you, and you have to pay attention. Also, the final thing that I wanted to say, and I'm going to let you go get the final word here, but parents, you have to look into this. According to Allie Schultz, minors can consent to receive the vaccination in a multitude of states, even without parents knowing. Allie, final word.
Yes. So this is what I'm talking about, how exactly what you said. Operation Warp Speed has been completely weaponized. President Trump, in my humble opinion, did an incredible job accelerating the process to, you know, government approvals for things take years. They take forever. So, I mean, he really accelerated it, made it happen. So we're not on lockdowns, all this stuff, right? But they legitimately weaponized this against them. And they did it not only with not testing the right people, gain of function, like you're asking, but also with some of the legislation that they're trying to slip in without parents even knowing. And people that don't have time to research, I mean, now is the time. It is not worth it to spend an extra hour at work today if you don't know what your child could potentially be encountering at camp or school. That's because right. This is everything. It's all about protecting the children. And in, let's see, Alabama, age 14, San Francisco, age 12, Philadelphia, age 12, North Carolina, age 11, South Carolina, age 16, they can all consent. Minors can consent on their own, even if they live with their mom and dad or married, they live with their parents, no issues. Their child literally can consent at school to receive the vaccine without the parents even knowing. We've had so many people reach out and they're just heartbroken. They cannot believe that their child was able to get this without them even knowing, because as parents, they were personally against the vaccine.
Yeah.
And no one even ran it by them. And then what's even scarier is it's up to the healthcare provider in a multitude of states, like Iowa, Idaho of all places, Washington, Arkansas. So if a healthcare provider deems that it is appropriate for a minor to get the vaccine, then they can do so without parental consent. I mean, what is
absolutely
happening
insane
in our country?
That should shock absolutely everybody. Allie Schultz, legal director, America's Frontline Doctors. Sorry, dear, you know how these commercials work. I got to get going, but it was absolutely a pleasure to have you. And congratulations on the lawsuit. And we thank you seriously for continuing to fight for our medical freedom. I mean, this is tyranny that we're up against. And I'm telling you right now, I mean, if these doctors are arbitrarily allowed to just go ahead and jab your kid without your consent, or even without your knowledge, that should infuriate everybody. And I hope that you are reaching out to any elected representative that claims to have your best interests in mind, and by all means necessary, do the one thing that you can do to protect your greatest gift from God, protect our kids. We must protect our kids. That is like our entire calling. That's our whole purpose here, is to protect our children. I pray for two things. One, that I go first. And two, that when I do go, my kids live a better life than I've ever lived. We have to do everything. I mean, it is your only functional purpose on this planet, is to protect and take care of your kids. God, please take care of our kids. Protect our kids, please. Protect yours. Wake up, and wake up everybody in your neighborhood, at your church, everywhere. Wake them up to this horrific hoax, please. Got to tell you about our great friends over at Verve Forever. What is Verve Forever? Verve Forever is a CBD company, not only a CBD company, an America First CBD company, not only America First, but also a veteran-owned CBD company. How can CBD positively impact your life? Well, maybe like mine. It cured my arthritis muscle pain. It keeps me constant. The stress and anxiety that impacts me on a daily basis, it keeps that stuff really toned out on an even keel. Being psychologically healthy is very important. CBD can help you with all of these things: joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, allergies, PTSD, ADHD, Parkinson's. All of these people that I just mentioned that are dealing with these things, I have received personal testimony that they have been positively impacted by the use of CBD. So if you're already doing business with a CBD company, then great. That's wonderful. That's fine. But if you're not doing business with Verve Forever, then you're not doing business with a veteran-owned company. God knows who you're doing business with. You have no idea where you're sending your money or what they're using it for. So come on over to AmericaFirstOil.com. Now, if you come over to AmericaFirstOil.com, you get 50% off site-wide, all of their products. The most affordable, most high-quality CBD on the market just became 50% off, even more affordable. Use the promo code VET50. Don't tell anybody that I told you. I'm just kidding. I'm telling millions. Use the promo code VET50 when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com for your CBD. Veteran-owned, patriot-owned, America-first-owned. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstOil.com for your CBD. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to the veteran-owned AmericaFirstOil.com. The rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer, the middle class being eradicated, more and more endless power being granted to the globalists, these tyrannical beasts, as they continue to push for more and more compliance, force you to your knees in complete and total subservience. We have articulated right here on this show that this is not a United States problem. This isn't something that is just limited to China, not to Russia, not to Canada, not to Australia, or anywhere else. This is a concerted global effort. And all of our brothers and sisters globally, brothers and sisters in Christ and in humanity, ought to be recognized as exactly that, as we fight for each other. Now, this whole great reset, if you've noticed that you haven't been able to buy a house lately because they're being bought up by all these corporations, well, Deanna Lorraine is here to talk more about that, and she's going to be doing a deep dive into this housing gate. She's also, by the way, the best-selling author, Taking Back America. You can get that book at DeannaLorraine.com. Deanna, good afternoon. Happy Monday to you, and thank you for being here. What is this? What is going on exactly?
Well, I'm calling this housing gate because this is a catastrophe that we need to have our eyes and ears out for and start fighting back on, because it's being kind of swallowed by the news, but it's not ignored by the Americans who are trying to buy a home. So just last week, of course, in Jeff Bezos magazines and in Bloomberg, et cetera, they're having articles come out saying that the American dream of owning a home is dead. And instead, we should be a nation of renters. How sweet is that? How cozy. So they try to say, hey, you know, this, it's not to, nothing to fear. Don't worry about the American dream about owning a home being dead, because we can just be a nation of renters. And that's not so scary. We just need to reimagine America as a nation of renters. Well, this is just feudalism, and they're trying to sell it in a nice, pretty bow. But this is what the Great American Reset, or the Great Reset, is doing. They're stealing the American dream and making it so that we have nothing. Right. One of their taglines of the Great Reset is, you will own nothing and you will have no privacy, but you will be happy. Right. And they're trying to shove this down our throat. And nothing, nowhere is this more prevalent than what they're doing now with pushing this propaganda, saying, hey, it's not a big deal to not own a home anymore. That is dead, that dream. We're instead going to have you be a nation of renters. Let's sell you feudalism. But what's even more sinister is that the median home sell has gone up 28% in the last 2 years in America, 28%. And these big corporations like BlackRock and Invitation Homes. They've been gobbling up a lot of these homes. And in fact, they've gobbled up 15% of all the nation's homes in just the last quarter alone of this year. So what's going on here? What they're doing is they're buying homes that are going on sale immediately because they have the billions of dollars to do it. And they're putting up cash up front and giving 20%, between 5 and 20% more than what the sale price is listed at.
Yeah, so I mean, I've seen some of these ads, you know, these we buy ugly homes or we buy homes for cash or, you know these infomercials that you see, the billboards that you see alongside the interstate, the ads that you see popping up on your social book feed, you know, all of these, Facebook, I mean, they're communists. These are where I'm seeing these ads all the time. Is that these people?
Yeah, exactly. So they're actually immediately when you put a home for sale, they're buying it often within hours of it because they have the technology to figure out who's putting their homes on sale and when. And then they're asking, they're putting up 20% of the listing price and they're giving you cash up front. So the average American, they can't even compete with that. An average American couple or person who wants to buy a home for the first time. And by the way, these are middle class homes. These are single family homes. They're not buying the most expensive homes. They're not buying the millionaire homes. They're buying the middle class homes that would normally be very affordable to someone who's a middle class American and trying to create wealth. So they're snapping up these homes within hours so that there's no competition. They're blowing out all the competition. And they're not only just snapping up single family homes, they're snapping up whole neighborhoods. In fact, these corporate investors who are really land sharks, they just bought a neighborhood, an entire community in Texas. And they're doing this in Atlanta and other cities. Now, what are they even going to do with that? Sometimes they're not even going to inhabit that home. Sometimes what they're going to do is turn it into renting. So what they're going to do is buy the home, then make you a nation of renters. So their millionaires are becoming billionaires. Billionaires are double or tripling their income during the pandemic. So what they're doing with that money is buying all these homes right away so that you as an American can't buy that home and can't create wealth. They're squeezing Americans for every last penny so that they can become your landlord. And that's how they're going to suck you and bleed you dry. And we are going to become poor and they become richer. Great. I mean, we've all played the game Monopoly, right? So BlackRock is buying up all these homes. We got Bill Gates buying up all the farmlands. And we got Joe Biden putting all the dissidents in jail. And yet they say that the problem is Russia.
There should be a new set of rules that goes along with the game of Joe Biden's Monopoly where nobody wins. And in order to roll the dice, you first have to become vaccinated. And then, you know, Black Lives Matter comes through and burns all your houses down. But the Green New Deal passed, so you can rebuild them, but it's going to cost you three times as much. And, this guy just came through and bought up your entire neighborhood, knocked down everything that you have on Boardwalk. If you want to live there, that's fine, but you're going to rent, and it's going to be double the amount that a mortgage would cost, and then you'll have ownership interest and absolutely nothing. Deanna Lorraine, this is very concerning, and there are so many different angles to this that we need to absolutely 100% look into, and I'm glad that you are doing a deep dive on this. She is here every single day for Shots Fired. Do not miss one single segment. You can always find these segments at stupeters.tv. Also, get her book. She's a best-selling author for a reason, Taking Back America. Very insightful stuff. You can find that book at deannalorraine.com. Go nowhere. More of the Stu Peters Show continues as we continue being the platform of truth. This is the People's Bullhorn. My name is Stu Peters. The Stu Peters Show is on. Go to stupeters.tv right now. And we will never stop being the platform of truth so long as I shall be breathing. I promise you that I will never go anywhere. I will never, ever go anywhere. I will be right here with only one expectation, and that is that you show everybody to this platform. That's all I ask in return. Show people to this platform. One of the great ways that you can do that is by going over to stupeters.shop right now and getting yourself one of the fantastic stupeters.tv billboards. The only product there that is 100% made in the USA. Please, please get over there. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here is to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, and some of them forced to it. But here's to us who do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Folks, remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to cover the car, and when they do, save the radio!